we see that everything that is under the sun is subject to the principle of process. Growth is subject to the principle of process. Nature is subject to the principle of process. And humans are not an exception to the principle of process. So with whatever you want to become, with whatever growth that you're trying to attain, it's not separate from the principle of process. So it's very necessary then that we come to terms with this fact, and we see an obedience to the rule of process then gives you the ability to embrace the spirit of contentment. Because then you understand that with whatever I'm trying to become, there's got to be a process, and there is no way I'm going to skip the process. That's why you find that anything that is built, you know, outside the aligned process mostly does not stand the test of time. It's almost like a commercial. It's short-lived, but we see that greatness that history has been able to record is greatness that obeyed and was subject to the rule and to the principle of process. Because then there's no way that you can skip from one, you want to jump to 10. When you're counting, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 going forward. And this is exactly how then the rule of process works in any man's life. But we see that a lot of young people then are failing to obey this rule of process. Just your inability to observe this rule of process then exposes you to vices that will guarantee you, you know, overnight success. But no empire has ever been built overnight. It's a process, brick by brick. You're building a legacy. You're building a destiny. But every moment that you want to go ahead of the process, that then will facilitate your level of growth that is needed for your level of impact. This is now where you find young people subscribing to, you know, practices that are not exactly benefiting their destiny, but only, you know, prematurely terminating their destiny. But, you know, they might live in the glory of that overnight success just for a while, but eventually the reality catches up with them, you know, and then you realize that in turn just cuts short their destiny, cuts short their purpose, because then they went ahead of the process. They didn't want to walk with the process. But with everything that you're trying to do, you start small. This is why then scripture says, do not despise humble beginnings. You know, there's beauty in humble beginnings. There's beauty in small beginnings, because then you learn. So when you're starting a business, when you're starting a ministry, when you're starting a podcast, you're starting whatever it is that you're starting, you've got to understand that already as a process. And you've got to be aware of the process so that you'll be able to then track the growth. You know, you just don't want to get started with something without knowing the process to get to where you want to get to. You know, if you want to grow your podcast, it's a process. You can't just start your podcast today and expect to have 1 million downloads tomorrow. It's not possible, because then you've got to go through the process. And then the process guarantees you the ability, you know, the opportunity to learn, the opportunity to understand better, you know. But overnight success does not guarantee you the opportunity to learn, because you're sleeping and you're waking up in your glory. But unfortunately, that glory is just a commercial. It's short-lived. But then with one that is observing and obeying the principle of process, you're waking up to working. You're waking up to commitment. You're waking up to dedication. You're waking up to focus, because then you are observing and obeying the process. So each day that comes then guarantees you a certain level of growth. Because then you're waking up to focus, and you're not waking up to overnight glory. You know what I'm saying? So we see that obeying the principle of process then affords us the opportunity to learn. It affords us the opportunity to be content. You know, there's this level of contentment that you're going to have, and also a contentment that comes with dedication. Not a contentment that comes with laziness. I'm talking about contentment that comes with focus. with determination, you know, with perseverance, because then you already have a bigger picture. You already have an idea of exactly where you want to go, but you don't want to rush time. You see what I'm saying? You keep the big picture ahead of you, but you're not rushing time, but you are taking it step by step. You're building your destiny brick by brick, effort by effort, focus by focus. And I promise you, that kind of success that you're building is success that actually is going to live mostly beyond your name and beyond your time. And not only is it going to benefit you, that success that is going to benefit yourself, your praise and community, and the community actually beyond your time and beyond your name. This is what then an obedience to the rule of process then is able to afford, you know. But anything that you do outside the principle and the rule of process is short-lived, because you're sleeping today in luck and you wake up tomorrow in glory. How did that happen? You know, how did that happen? So there's no empire that has been built overnight. It's a process, brick by brick. So we've got to learn to obey the principle of process, especially as young people, with whatever we're trying to do. You know, we've got to learn that it takes time. You know, it's a process. You know, you gotta keep building brick by brick. You gotta keep building moment by moment. You know, effort by effort. You know, time by time. And I promise you, eventually you're gonna build something excellent and something magnificent and something beautiful that is actually gonna live beyond your name and beyond your time, because then you were obedient to the principle of process, to the rule of process. And everybody is actually subject to this. You see what I'm saying? If you plant a seed today, you don't expect it to germinate the following day. It has to go, you know, through a process, you know what I mean? So everything is actually subject to process. Growth is subject to process. Nature is subject to process. So humans are equally subject to process. There's no way you can sleep today and wake up a billionaire tomorrow. Of course, it's possible, you know. Miracles are real, but also that also comes with the process as well, you know. So nothing magnificent, nothing beautiful has ever been built outside the principle and the rule of process. So as young people, have got to learn to, you know, come to terms with the fact that success is a process, growth is a process, and whatever you're trying to build is already subject to the rule of process. Once you obey that, you're going to be something magnificent and something that's going to live on beyond your name. Thanks for plugging on this episode. Please don't forget to share it with 3 of your favorite people. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.